me. Generals gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Get out of the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out of the way.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out of the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord,
yeah. Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out.
Get the fuck back. Picked Alabama to win.
And to win the 2011 national title game?
Yes, the BCS title game. So, okay. that is the focus of our discussion.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide! Roll Woo. Tide! So, he picked them, and that means they're going to lose. But we now have to keep track of all of the countervailing, picks, right? Because Lou Holtz picked Oregon. And
now, you know, I've got family down in Alabama, but I've got a lot of problem thinking that this Crimson Tide team is going to match up well with these Ducks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that given enough time, right, anyone can prepare pretty well for the no-huddle spread that Chip Kelly runs. But I think especially Nick Saban can do really, really well.
We do have two great schemers working against each other. I think that's going to make this a really interesting game.
That's true. And I'm pretty sure that Sherman Williams for Alabama is really going to make a difference at running back. I just think he's going to be able to, hit holes that other running backs aren't able to along the way.
Right.
But we should discuss a lot of the intangibles first here. This is the last game of the season.
Woo!
Woo! Guns up!
Oh, no, wait, that's sad. Woo!
Woo! Well, I do expect this actually, to live up to it. I mean, it really showed, especially after last year's game where, Alabama, in the performance before their second straight appearance in the BCS title game,
Woo!
Where they just ran up a big score. They took out Colt McCoy. I think inadvertently, it just so happens that, Colt McCoy's a little fragile.
And I'm not trying to jinx the Ducks right here, but please note that they did, for once, get through a season with a star quarterback and not have him lose a limb around week 8.
Yeah, they didn't even have, the Dennis Dixon, finger of God injury, right, where you just flick the right knee and the ACL explodes. No.
Yeah, if there's heartbreak in store for this team, we haven't seen it yet.
Exactly. So, and keep in mind, too, about this Oregon team. Besides the much ballyhooed offense, which, by the way, number one in total offense, number one in scoring offense, number four in rushing. That ain't Alabama, I'm telling you. It's not. The best offense in this game statistically is the Oregon Ducks. Also, the best defense in this game is the Oregon Ducks. Something every single pundit I've heard haterism.
Oh, it's haters, it's deceivers, it's liars, it's people who just want to tear Auburn down. And it's been that from day one, Paul. Everybody just wants to tear them down. I mean, so what if they paid $200,000 to get Cam Newton? That's initiative, Paul. That is initiative to get a fine player like that to your university, Paul.
Well, caller, it's clearly not enough to get Auburn in the national title game, and we're going to let you hang up and listen.
I just love, by the way, my favorite meme this year has been the notion that Auburn is significant enough or large enough in people's lives to be hated, right? Remember, the original, turn of the millennium, person that you couldn't sleep at night thinking about how much you hated, that was DMX. DMX always had lyrics about, you can't sleep at night thinking about me. And DMX was on the wall. So now I imagine the, archetypical imaginary platonic haters temple, right? The DMX is, crossed out with spray paint, and there's just, Pat Dye. Not even, Pat, somebody's I'm gonna get Auburn. I don't get him. I'll destroy him. I can't sleep at night thinking about how they're shining. I'm like, have you been to Auburn? Very little shines in Auburn. Oh, good Lord.
Unison groan.
No. Oh, so, yeah, we were joined there by Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hey, How's it going?
You're
talking about people like just going out of their way to hate on Auburn. Do you remember that the ad, the War Eagle ad from a few years ago, where it just shows a dude like walking through an airport or a mall or something. He's like, he just says War Eagle to someone that he sees wearing an Auburn outfit, and they go War Eagle back. Do you know what would happen if he walked through Hartsfield Airport doing that? He wouldn't get a War Eagle back. He'd get a fuck you back from pretty much 9 out of every 10 people he said that to.
And you know how I feel about, you know, Florida that did that same ad, and which I'm assuming is where Auburn got the idea. Email me if you think different. It's on the masthead. But I always wanted in both the Auburn and Florida versions of these ads, which, you know, they were for an actual live alligator to jump out of that reflecting pool at the end and maul somebody. And until it does, I'm not satisfied with what these companies are putting out.
I will say this, that you could do that in Hartsfield on the way over, because a lot of Auburn fans did what I did. They went to Las Vegas and they came down. So you could actually throw out a War Eagle. And I will say this, being on a flight with Auburn fans who are War Eagling every 15 minutes or so for 4 hours, I wasn't feeling too good. Massive sinus cold, splitting headache, right? General sort of malaise. I had a drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know where doctors are like, don't drink. Don't take cold medicine and drink. Oh, no.
Don't drink in Quill.
No, I drank in Quill. I needed it. I needed it that badly after being in a plane for 4 hours. In this game, by the way, this is the Champagne Crew doing this. This is...
Oh, I'm jacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Herb Street, Musburger, and EA down on the sidelines.
EA Sports. Don't get in her game.
I was wondering where that was going. I was like, oh, God, please. Oh, God, please.
How has that never been done before? Honestly, I wasn't sure where that was going myself.
I've tried to predict this, at what point you will get a Brent Musburger gambling reference. But I'm told that You're Looking Live, somebody told me this on the radio the other day, that You're Looking Live is actually gambling related. Did you guys know this?
Really?
Yeah, because...
Like, that's where the best luck?
Right, that You're Looking Live is essentially like a nod to, okay, bets are in, right? Like, and that when watching this, so that you would know that it was not, you know, I guess the replay of another game or, you know, delayed to give advantage, it was one of these like, You're Looking Live! So that essentially Brent Musburger is saying, we're not running the wire from the sting on you, right? We're not running a scam. Now I've just heard this. I really wish that, like, you know, I could get Brett on the line so we could figure this out. But, you know, we haven't...
I want to know what he thinks about our characterization of him as, like, a mercenary in the offseason.
I would hope immensely
for my favorite thing to... I'm not going to lie. My favorite thing to write in the offseason... that's not Digital Viking, is the stories we write where Brent Musburger, like, takes down guerrilla armies on his own in South America.
Because
well, what if he's, like, carrying his sportscasting skills, like, all over the world? Like, somewhere around about the middle of April, he's calling, like, a Hialeah game in, like, the jungle of Colombia or something. Like, you're like, oh, it's not pretty. That ball's been flying around everywhere. Oh, my God, you've never seen anything like this.
Or he's calling, like, a dingo fight somewhere in, like... the Northern Territories in Australia. You've never seen two dingoes going at quite like this.
Something kind of like the mongoose versus cobra fight at the beginning of Casino Royale.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think he's calling that, right? and then going on some sort of massive parkour chase through a third world construction zone. The other thing about
that skills.
The other thing about this game that will be fascinating is two offenses that essentially run really fast. So I think that you're going to see a lot of, like, spectacular three and outs in the first quarter, and then maybe sort of a little pickup in the second, and then after the half, they're just going to come out and run up and down the field, because one side is actually the best offense in college football, and then on the other side is Cam Newton. Which is, keep in mind, I think the Joel Osteen football analysis school,
woo!
Right? These guys are so motivated, they're so... full of sparkle, and just they play from the heart, and they've just got smiles. Like, they're all on Auburn. And they're all on Auburn because Cam Newton is awesome, and because they can say Cam Newton. And that's a really good argument for why they should win. I'm not totally knocking it. But at the same point, Oregon actually has a defense. They're 25th in the nation in terms of total defense. They have corners who can guard one-on-one. and they defend the pass. Something Auburn is like 103rd in, I believe.
Yeah, that looks about right.
106.
Sorry, I had to switch over from the Alabama stat sheet real quick. Which I'm still not convinced that Alabama is not in this game, by the way. I'll believe it when I see the unis tomorrow.
Would you be surprised if Oklahoma didn't run out? Like, that would be the most BCS thing in the world if they actually ran out. Like, oh, and the Oklahoma Sooners. Nobody would blink. They'd just clap. Yeah, let's do this. Woo! I guess this is
when the big game boss takes their meaning.
So big, he gets his team into games that his team ain't even playing in. I mean, that is big game right there.
I really wish Big Game Bob meant literally that he killed large animals. That it was like Bob Stoops only did interviews on top of like dead water buffalo.
Like Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, like he rode into spring practice on a wildebeest.
Or what if he's got like a Candyland, like a human Candyland board in his backyard that takes up like an acre?
People.
That's a big game right there.
I don't get it.
I think it means because literally Candyland is a kid's game, Holly. And oh, damn it! You did it to me again.
I'm trying to think of a Tostitos-based recipe to send you right now, but I can't think of
one. Then let's do this. Let's actually figure out who wins and who loses this game. And I'm not asking you to use any logic, okay? But I'm just asking first Doug, then Holly, and then Elko. Your score prediction, how it happens, and one completely irrelevant detail from the broadcast. Doug.
I'm going to say Oregon 21-16. Everyone has been calling this like a wild shootout. I think that both offenses just somehow come out flat and like trip over their own feet for an entire half. Random detail from the broadcast, the Oregon Duck doing something with Theron Andrews. I don't know what, but he's going to do something. I mean, that guy is fresh. That's all I can say.
At the end of the day, is he fresh?
He is so fresh and so clean.
Is he giving 110% at the end of the... I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah, you are.
I think that just because everybody's calling it a shootout doesn't mean that it's not going to be a shootout. You know, this isn't a band. We don't have to pick some obscure score that you've probably never heard of for it to be valid. I'm going to go 38-35. We'll see how they get there. And irrelevant detail. No, this isn't from the broadcast, but I just want to say that having pulled for Alabama, Florida, and LSU, sorry, I had to do a John Kincaid stretch there, to win national titles over the past few years, it really takes some doing from both a team and a booster base and a fan base to turn me, Doug, you, and everybody we know against an SEC team in the national title game. A team that, for my part, we don't even play but once every, 7 years. I want them to fall into a vat of live crabs. And I can't believe that these past months have done that. I could never have seen that happening, especially on a team that contained Trooper Taylor and El Toro Freeman. And I can't believe how much I hate Auburn right now. And it makes me sad, but it's their own damn fault.
I think you're just a hater, Holly. That's what that sounds
like. I'm okay with that. Comfortable.
Pure hater. And you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, gee, Chizik. I can't sleep.
She didn't drop your leather jacket. I will say that I did get a new iPod day before yesterday, and I did name it El Toro FreePod. So please know that the love that was once there still does lurk in my heart. And if they win, I'm going to credit it to my new shiny toy. But if they lose, I really reverse jinx them. I win either way. I'm cool.
I'm very impressed by El Toro FreePod. I am going to go ahead and... screw it. I think Oregon pulls away, and I don't think Auburn can keep up. I do not. I think I'm going to go ahead and just say 45-31.
Oosh.
I know. Well, if you're going to make, nobody will pick Oregon. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick Oregon.
No, you know what? I kind of think you're right on this, and now I kind of wish I'd altered my pick.
Yeah, and by the way, since I've actually put money on this, it's a sure sign Auburn's going to win. But
Yeah.
Yeah, but now that
Sorry, Oregon.
Now that I've simmed it out, I'll go ahead and just say 45-31, Oregon. I think Cam Newton does what he hasn't done all year, which is turn the ball over. I think that the Oregon defense is the difference in all of this, and I think that towards the end of the game, Oregon will do what they have done in some games, which is in the fourth quarter, slow it down and grind it out, and limit possessions for Auburn, which will be, if they have a lead, that will be their strategy in the fourth quarter. You meant, I think that with Chip Kelly, it will be. I think they grinded out the random detail from the broadcast that I'm going to give is that the Oregon, like, you know, the Oregon fans, they have this guy who dresses up like an Iron Man duck, right? I think we're going to see him being beaten by Auburn fans in the stands. That's at least what, I mean, imagine how glorious that would be.
Ducks in season, Paul.
You know what ducks do? That's what we're serving up, duck soup.
Can we talk about something? Because I picked a close game myself, just because, you know, it's what we're used to doing. But what can we talk about why the line for this game is set at Auburn favored by 3?
Yeah, Cam Newton. That's it. Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. All arguments come back to Cam Newton. Seriously. It's like a religious argument. That's what
it reminds me. I mean, it doesn't even really remind me of Tebow, because there's not like this whole, there's obviously not like this whole pathos surrounding him, but it seems like there are a lot of livelihoods riding on this that maybe shouldn't be riding on this, because just, I mean, we've obviously been looking at the numbers of this for days and days and days, and butthurt aside, it just doesn't point to a field goal win for Auburn.
No, it doesn't, but Cam Newton. That's it. All right. Even though, like, Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam Newton. Right. The San Francisco treat.
That points, like, seriously. Just
points. Cream in your mushroom soup.
I'm going to be silent next time you have a counter argument. And you know what that silence will be? Me on the other end of this line pointing at a picture of Cam Newton.
See? He's like the Tom Joad of the internet, by which I mean Steinbeck was a panty waist.
And that's the end of the podcast right there. That's perfect.
Oh, okay. Seriously. Fuck that book. It was awful.